Heard from Mark and Aaron when we're talking about the turnovers on offense at this point. Really, kind of classify them as a collective issue on offense. But as you look at your role there, how do you feel like you can contribute to cutting down on the turnovers?
Just do my job, just like everybody else out there. You know, just try to execute exactly how we're coached to do so. They're talented, and they got great schemes. Obviously, Coach Belichick's been doing this for a long time, and finds a way to take away number one and number two most of the time. And you know, Revis coming along and helping them out has only made them harder to deal with. So we're gonna have to be careful.
Jay, going back to Sunday, how unusual was that? You've been with Brandon a long time. His post-game behavior, in context of dealing with him as long as you have, how unusual was that for him?
He's an emotional guy. And whenever he gets frustrated, he's going to get emotional most of the time, and he's going to speak from the heart, and he's going to make sure everyone else around him hears him. So, it wasn't anything that caught us off guard or it was off-putting. It was, frustration coming out and him, just letting us know that it's important to him.
Did you feel like he crossed the line, or he felt like he was dealing with talking to you directly?
No. No, I mean he didn't come near me. He didn't say my name. He didn't, I don't think he attacked anybody personally in what he was saying.
Do you find the rest of the team responding well to that?
I think some people are indifferent. Some people are responding well to it. I don't think anybody's taking it negatively. It was a frustrating loss for all of us. So. I think once guys left the locker room, that's kind of where it died. We moved on Monday and Tuesday, and we practiced Wednesday. It's just one of those things.
There seems to be a feeling, at least in talking to a couple of guys here, that this week, every week's important, but this week, I mean, the season might hinge on how you guys do. Is that a fair statement?
Every week's important, like you said. I think whenever you put it that way, every week is important. This week's important to us. I don't think by any means we're into a make-or-break game for us. But you definitely do want to go into the bye week on a win.
Would you have believed that you guys would have been 3-4?
Everyone's confident going into this season. You always hope for the best.
Jay knows as well as you. How, looking back on your audible history of this year, you feel like you're making the right decisions when you're on the line and when you're changing plays or not changing plays?
The only way I change plays is the criteria from Chrome or Tress. So it's not like we're up there freelancing just because we feel like we want to pass or we want to run. If we've got a check, we're checking because in meetings, Coach Tressman or Chrome said, hey, this is what we want to check to. This is why we want to check the play, and that's what happens.
And it's mostly working for you when you look back?
Jay, a lot of talk about leadership this week. How much is leadership do you consider part of your role as quarterback, and how much does it change maybe this week when it's such an important game?
Leadership's definitely involved in a quarterback position. You're the guy with the ball. You're the guy that has to do, the press conferences, and you're always asked questions. So it's definitely part of the gig. This week, just like a lot of other weeks, are different. Sometimes you just go to work and you silently go about it and you lead by example. Sometimes you let others lead. Sometimes it's your opportunity to step in front of the team and be vocal and get everyone energized. So, this week is it's a big week for us. I mean, we coming off a loss like that, you always want to get guys back energized and ready to practice and kind of over that Monday, Tuesday slump.
Jay, one of your ex-teammates, Brian Urlacher, said that you haven't produced like an elite quarterback. Will you take issue with that?
No.
Does it bother you that an ex-teammate you were just saying that?
No.
Jay, do you sense defenses are testing your patience with the way they're zoning guys out and backing off?
We got to run the ball in those situations. I mean, it's pretty simple. If that's the defense we're going to see, we got to run the ball, and we've got to run the ball effectively and efficiently.
Yesterday, Mark Sabatino said that you had improved this year. seven games in, do you look at this as a season in which you've shown improvement?
Well, anytime you lose a bunch of games, you're going to be under scrutiny. It's going to be tough, and it's going to look not how you wanted it to look going into the season. So, coaches and quarterbacks are judged on your record of wins and losses, and right now we're behind the eight ball in that category. So that's the most important part. If we win more games in the second half here and get rolling like we should, then we can take a look at that point.
Yeah, obviously, you don't go into games looking to turn the ball over. As a quarterback, how do you try and flip that up?
Each week, we just make an emphasis of it and try to just be cognizant of it going through the game.
Is there anything common when you've had the problems at all that is an issue?
No, it's different every week, different every turnover.
You mentioned everything you do does get scrutinized. You canceled your radio appearance on Monday. Much was made about why. Did it have anything to do with the game or your reaction to what happened?
No, we took Jackson to the doctor, actually, so it was a personal issue. It's almost easier to do the radio show and just get it out of the way after a loss, and then some of these questions you don't have to answer on Thursday. So, it was out of my hands, and it had nothing to do with what's happened or what happened on Sunday. I've done a few radio shows after losses, and it usually goes pretty easily.
You know Brandon so well. How soon did you talk to him after his outburst, after the game, knowing that his emotions can get the best of
it? I talked to him on Monday. He was good Monday. Tuesday he does his show. And then yesterday he had a really good day. Brandon's he wants to win. He wants to see this team do as well as possible. So I understand his frustration. We all go about it different ways when we're frustrated, and that's just how Brandon handled it that moment, and we moved past it.
Jay, you've talked about the challenges of kind of having to dink and dunk downfield against some of these defenses. When you look at New England, what do they do, and how do you kind of combat that?
Well, they play a lot of man as of recently, so we'll see if that's how they want to play us. They definitely have played zone. They've played some quarters. They've played two. They've played three. They've played it all. We'll just have to see those first couple of series of how they want to attack us, and then act appropriately.
What does their secondary do to stress out the offense?
There's pretty good players. You tell they're very well coached. Darrell Revis is one of the best in the business, has been for a long time. He a lot of times goes with the number one receiver and kind of matches him and shadows him throughout the game. We'll see what he does against us. They show you a few different fronts. Their offense puts pressure on the imposing offense by controlling the ball and scoring points as of late. So it's a tough team. They're very situationally aware. Third and longs are going to do the right thing. Fourth and shorts are going to do the right thing. They're very well coached.
You told us a couple weeks ago that Brandon was different now than he was even a year ago. And it's an outburst that in the locker room. Is that old Brandon? Is that new Brandon? Is that...
It's any player. Brandon wasn't the only one that was frustrated in the locker room. Brandon was just the only one you guys heard in the locker room. So that's what it is.
How do you handle that frustration?
After a game?
Yeah.
You talk to the coaches. You break it down. You go back to work. That's the only thing you can do. Just go back to work and try to fix things and move on to the next one.
Jim, there's a perception that Mark or Aaron are reluctant to criticize you publicly about mistakes you make.
Yeah.
What's the reality like when they see when something shows up on film when it's clear that you did make a bad judgment or a bad throw? How do you handle it?
I mean, everything that I do is critiqued. I mean, every step that I take, every read that I make, ball location. So, I think that's about the farthest from the truth whenever we're in the meeting room.
Who's tougher, media or the coaches?
Media. Yeah. You guys still win that one.
When when they show you eight men in the box, does that always mean you're not going to run and run? And why don't you just say, we can run on?
Yeah. Matt likes to hear that. You know, we have calls that we can run versus eight man in the box. It's just a matter of whether or not you know, we're going to dial up those runs and just hand it off. I mean, that's a lot on the play caller.
What did that first game drive of the third quarter then in that regard do for you guys in terms of either confidence or you know, willingness to attack those eight man fronts?
I mean, it wasn't an eight man front every time we ran the ball there. You know, we had some six man boxes, we had some seven man boxes. So, you know, that goes back to, you know, Chrome and Tress and kind of where they want to dictate the offense to go.
After the game, I asked you if that interception across the middle, if that's a ball you just wish you wouldn't have thrown.
Yeah.
You said that's still.
Yeah, if I would have brought it down a little bit, I think we would have had a chance there. You know, that's where the ball had to go. You know, they were hugging up on Matt, so he wasn't an option for the check down, and you know, just got a little bit high.
So you still make the pass just in the right spot.
There's been a lot of talk about execution this week. You guys only, you know, managed 18 plays in the first half last week. What specifically stood out to you when you reviewed the film last Sunday that they were able to do to prevent you guys from actually sustaining some drives?
You know, they did a lot of things. They, you know, coverage dictated some stuff. Their fronts dictated some stuff. You know, execution only goes so far, you know, with players whenever we hear that kind of stuff. I mean, we're trying to do the best we possibly can out there. You know, I think that you know, third quarter we got helped with some of the play calling a little bit, and we were able to just to run the ball and get a little bit of momentum going. So, you know, this week going into it, we just got to make sure that whatever they're doing defensively, whatever they're giving us, we take.
Do you have a relationship with Brady?
I don't.